Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We have this update from the HauntX Haunters Convention in Reno, Nevada. The 23rd floor of the North Tower of the Circus Circus Casino will be taken over by guests of HauntX. That's where we host the Hospitality Suite, the epicenter of the haunt craziness. People that make early hotel reservations will be placed on the 23rd floor, but we're not sure if this is to protect the other hotel guests or to enhance the HauntX show experience. Up to 6 lucky victims can enhance their experience by upgrading their room. The proceeds from the $99 upgrade go to charity. You reserve the room with Circus Circus, buy the upgrade on our ticket website, and we monsterfy your hotel room. It's just that easy. Our horde of creepy decorators will design a one-of-a-kind experience for your HauntX entertainment. For more information, visit hauntx.com/23rd-floor-of-terror. We have this from Halloween Extreme in Orlando, Florida. We would like to announce that during Halloween Extreme, May 15th through 17th in Orlando, we'll be touring two premier haunted houses at Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. We'll have an opportunity to not only see the haunted house's full shows, but lights on tours as well. We'll have a lot of amazing haunts for this year's tour. We'll be touring Legends Haunted House with a full show and lights on tour, Shallow Grave Haunted House with a full show and lights on tour as well. We'll also get a chance to be one of the first groups to tour the Republic Game. It's the first of its kind experience combining an immersive theater performance with elements of gaming, haunted attractions, and escape rooms in original, elaborately themed environments. This 18-year and up only groundbreaking interactive show puts you in a world inhabited by intriguing characters taking on an important role in our conflicted society, and you will be watched. You will also be deceived. You will be touched. You may even be kidnapped. Get your tickets and all the information you need at www.halloweenextreme.com. We have this update from the Virginia Haunt Fest in Ashland, Virginia. Hey, Haunters, we're only about 2 months away from Virginia Haunt Fest 2015. We're so excited about this year that we have a special gift for everyone. The first 75 people that pre-register will receive a free Virginia Haunt Fest pinback button. Just go to vahauntfest.com and click the Buy Now PayPal link to pre-register. Your button will be waiting for you at the registration table once you arrive on site. For more information, visit facebook.com/vahauntfest. Or their website, www.vahauntfest.com. We have this news from Bruce Campbell via nerdbastards.com. Bruce Campbell is the king, baby, and takes every second he has to remind his legion of fans of this fact. Fans are chomping at the bit to see the new Evil Dead television series, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, and for good reason. The series will reunite Campbell with his longtime collaborator and director-writer Sam Raimi, and give fans more of the character that they fell in love with back in 81 with the cult classic horror flick, The Evil Dead. However, when speaking with MovieWeb, Campbell gave horror fans some news in which to sink their teeth in. It looks like Campbell is working on an Expendables-type horror flick, or at least dreaming about one. Either way, this idea could have some potential. The idea of taking an Expendables approach to a horror flick began growing in Campbell's head shortly after 2008's Super Fun, My Name is Bruce. Campbell had come up with an idea for a sequel, Bruce vs. Frankenstein, which led to the idea for a super monster mashup. When asked by MovieWeb if BVF was still happening, Campbell replied, "Yeah, never say never. I have a script that I'm working on that would pretty much be that. It's not ready to share at this point. It's in the pipeline. I guess you could say I've always wanted to do the Expendables of horror type movie, because I always run into all my horror buddies at conventions. It would be fun to do a movie that pretty much has all of them in it. This idea has so much potential that it's downright, well, Scary. There's little doubt that audiences would absolutely break the box office on this over-opening weekend, but if Freddy vs. Jason or Alien vs. Predator taught us anything, is that fans have particular tastes and we're hard to please, even when we get exactly what we ask for. The more beloved characters that are added, the bigger the potential for a mess. I would be the first in line to see a horror flick that included some horror icons such as Chucky, Michael Myers, Pinhead, and the Puppet Master puppets, to name a few. Hell, even Leatherface could join the party. Considering the licensing nightmare that this would be, however, I won't be holding my breath for this one. We have this news from Dead End Con in Lynchburg, Virginia. Join us in Lynchburg, Virginia, April 17th through the 19th at the Kirkley Hotel for a fun-filled weekend celebration of the awesomeness of The Walking Dead. Meet and visit with celebrity stars from the original show and a special guest or two. There will be plenty of time to discuss your favorite episodes while listening to our celebrities share their experiences on the show and other projects, and a chance to ask questions too. We'll have games, a TV room playing The Walking Dead all weekend, and so much more. Don't miss the costume dinner and dance on Saturday evening with our celebrity guests in attendance. Dead End Con is a fun-filled weekend of walkers, dive into in-depth discussions about your favorite episodes and characters, and share stories with the cast members who brought the show to life. Tickets are limited, so get yours today. For more information, visit facebook.com/deadendcon. We have this news from the Crimson Screen Horror Film Fest in Charleston, South Carolina. The second annual Crimson Screen Horror Film Fest will be taking place in Charleston, South Carolina, May 15th through the 17th. The festival will take place at the Sterrett Hall Auditorium for 3 days. Meet the filmmakers, actors, artists, and vendors at this exciting 3-day event. See the best independent horror films from all over the globe, including a special spotlight on South Carolina-produced films and filmmakers. The Crimson Scream Horror Film Fest will also be hosting a large selection of artists, vendors, and musicians, so please check out all they have to offer while you're at the festival. We'll screen and award all types of horror feature films, short films, and screenplays, including slashers, thrillers, zombie vampire, music video, documentary, experimental, student films, and more from all over the world. All films in the festival will be competing for a Crimmy Award in many categories, including Best Feature, Best Short, Best Director, Best Actor, and more. Get your tickets now at CrimsonScreenFilmFest.com. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party in Phoenix. What's the matter, kid? Don't you like clowns? Don't miss the Sid Haig Devil's Reject photo op at Mad Monster Phoenix 2015. Sid Haig will return to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Devil's Rejects at the Mad Monster Phoenix with a Reject photo op in full makeup and Devil's Rejects costume. Sid will be with us all weekend, but the photo op is Friday only. We wanted to give fans the opportunity to have something extra by offering this unique photo op to all of you. Sid has joined the Mad Monster family and, like Ogre, will be one of our only recurring guests. We will be making a very special announcement as to what else Sid and Mad Monster have planned for you all. You won't want to miss this. Advance tickets are on sale now, and there are a limited number of discount rooms available at the Point Hilton Squaw Peak, where the show is at, and the Monsters Party all weekend, May 8th through the 10th. Every room is a suite, and we've negotiated a $99 rate for the early birds. There's a lazy river and a mini water park on the premises, and this is hands down the coolest venue we've ever had the privilege of hosting a show at. Discount rooms will go fast. If you're planning on joining us, you better book yours ASAP at madmonsterphoenix.com. We have this news from the Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth, Texas. Cutting Edge Haunted House presents Zombie Apocalypse Live on April 24th and 25th. Shoot zombies with real infrared military training weapons. Zombie Apocalypse Live tickets are on sale now and will sell out very quickly, so we encourage you to buy tickets as soon as they are live. Get your tickets at zombieapocalypselive.com/Fort Worth, and reservations are required. We have this update from the West Coast Haunters Convention. It's coming! The biggest costume party of the year, the PDX Costume Ball and Full Body Art Competition. It's a charity event. Come in your best costume for your chance to win $500 in cash. Go and like the PDX Costume Ball Facebook page and share it to your friends for your chance to win tickets to the most epic party of the year. For more information, visit PDXCostumeBall.com. nerdbastards.com. We have this hiring news from the Devil's Playground in Linden, North Carolina. The Devil's Playground haunted attraction is getting an early start on the upcoming Halloween season, holding an information session and audition for performer and staff positions. The Devil's Playground is located in Linden, North Carolina, about 10 miles from Fayetteville. No acting or haunting experience is necessary, just a desire to have a great time scaring the beep out of some folks. Depending on turnout, we'll be able to use everyone. Auditioning will help us place our best actors in the right slots to produce a fabulously scary event this year. Individuals are welcome, as are groups that would like to come on board as a fundraiser. Participants must be 16 years of age to work, 14 and 15 year olds on a case-by-case basis, and auditions will take place on Saturday, May 16th at 11 o'clock. For details, visit devilsplaygroundhaunt.com or check out their Facebook page and send them a message. We have some more hiring news from the Haunted Haven Haunted Attraction in Rock Falls, Illinois. Hey there, boys, ghouls, and fans of Haunted Haven and anything scary. If you love Halloween and have a heart for anything spooky, Haunted Haven is looking for volunteers for this upcoming haunt season. If you're 16 or older and available to work every weekend in October, message us and we'll set up a meeting. Please private message with all questions and we hope to hear from you soon. Get more info at hauntedhaven.org or message them through their Facebook page. We have this news from the Nightmare Factory in Havelock, North Carolina. Check out our new attraction, the Overnight Experience. The Overnight Experience will operate for 13 weekends from May 22nd to August 15th. You and your friends gain private access to the Nightmare Factory complex in Havelock overnight. Your mission is to complete a series of horrifying adventures with your team. Hunt for clues, find your way through, and survive the night. Wear old clothes. You and your team will be subject to potentially disgusting, horrifying, and filthy missions that you must complete during your overnight stay. Wear something you don't mind getting dirty. You have 6 hours to go at your own pace. In the beginning, your team is instructed on where you are and how to play the game, and you'll set up your team base in the mausoleum and take turns individually crossing the complex into the factory to complete a series of tasks that will grant your group access to a deeper part of the facility. Later on, tasks will include finding a map without a flashlight in the basement of the factory and recovering a canister from the sewer containing a key to a locked door. Your team will create a safe word for members to say if they get too scared or do not wish to complete a task given to them. If your group is playing in free roam mode, the safe word will allow the person who said it to forfeit their turn and prompt the next player in the group to try completing the task. When the groundskeeper gives your group the keys to the beginning of the night, he leaves you there, alone. It's up to your group to do all the haunted missions alone, all by yourselves. The scariest part is, no one even knows you're there. And of course, are you really alone? Have any questions? Call 252-444-FEAR or visit NightmareFactoryNC.com. And finally, we have some bittersweet news from the haunting at Barrett Park in Leominster, Massachusetts, via Facebook. Greetings, haunt fans. It is with great disappointment that we bring you this news that the haunting of Barrett Park has come to an end. 2014 was, sadly, our last season. This is neither the point in time or the way we wanted the haunting to end, but circumstances are beyond our control. We sincerely hoped and believed the haunting would continue on for a number of years more, especially given its recent success, but it is not to be. The resources that helped make this event possible are no longer available to allow us to continue, and it is truly a sad day for us. We thank all of the sponsors over the years, and most importantly, all the volunteers and actors who made this haunted attraction come alive. We truly appreciate your dedication and all your hard work. It was never taken for granted. And also thank you to all our fans and customers. We had a great time scaring you, and the memories will last a lifetime. We will forever be waiting in the dark for you. Thank you all sincerely. It's been a great 13 years. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with Craig Hines of Dark Imaginings and was recorded at Transworld in St. Louis, Missouri in March 2015. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here live at Transworld, checking out all the vendors and all the cool stuff. And I saw this guy in the hotel earlier this week and hadn't talked to him in a little while. He's been on our show once or twice. If you like changing portraits, you like good web design and something they call augmented reality, you need to talk to Craig Hines, Dark Imaginings. Craig, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Great to talk to you again.
It sounds like, from what you've been telling me, that this is turning out to be potentially the best Transworld you've ever had.
Yeah, we first came here a couple years ago, and so we weren't really sure what to expect. And then, unfortunately, last year we couldn't make it due to a schedule conflict, so whenever we returned this year, we were really looking forward to it, but we were blown away by how many people have been coming through and just really impressed with our products and putting in down payments on services and ordering other products and everything.
What's been the hot seller this year?
Well, definitely a lot of people are interested in our custom changing portraits, but also our augmented reality effects. Whenever we start demoing them in front of people, their jaws drop. And they're like, oh my God, we need to use this for our haunt, because not only is it popular with the T-shirts, but it helps to increase their T-shirt sales, because then it gets everyone talking about, you know, look at what the cool thing my T-shirt does. And then they want to show it off to their friends, and their friends want to buy it. And it doesn't just work with T-shirts. We can design it to work with all your marketing materials, posters, flyers, tickets, coupons, whatever you want. Q-Line Entertainment, we can have design effects that work while people are waiting in line. They could be scanning items, discount codes appear, reveal secret clues and messages if you're doing some sort of scavenger hunt. There's just so many possibilities that we can do with it. And your target audience is always carrying around their phones, and you know, so it's right there. They just need to start scanning the items, and they can be interacting with it.
Now, I saw augmented reality a couple of years ago that you had at the booth. You had a Ghoulie Manor, I believe, up in Massachusetts as a T-shirt, and you held your phone up to it, and some weird stuff would happen to the T-shirt, which was really cool. But, you know, not seeing it in a couple of years, people may not know what this is. What is augmented reality, and how do you kind of access it?
Well, essentially, it's a technology that works on smartphones, other mobile devices. And what it does is whenever you launch the app, it's scanning the surroundings. And whenever it detects certain images that we program it to look for, once it sees it, it'll trigger a special effect. And so then part of what makes it so special is that, and why it's called augmented reality, is that it actually builds it into the scene. So now you have these ghosts flying around or zombie arms popping out of a T-shirt or out of a marketing poster. And so it's actually part of the world. Whenever you're looking through the lens on the camera, it actually looks like it's in the scene there with you.
And nobody else can see it unless they're looking at the phone, which makes it really cool.
Yes.
That's really freaky, actually, if you think about it. But how did that work with Ghoulie Manor? I mean, do they still have that as part of their marketing thing with their T-shirts and all? Do people walk around and see somebody with a Ghoulie Manor shirt and you all of a sudden smartphones start coming out? Or?
Well, yeah, definitely. Victor Barreto, the owner, he's told me it definitely has increased his T-shirt sales, and he was really happy with that. And we see parts, whatever show we go to, we see members of the Ghoulie clan. So we always see the t-shirts, and if we get a chance to demonstrate, if people aren't aware, we like to show off the shirts to people, and some people already know, so whenever they're going out representing Ghoulie Manor, they like to show off the shirt because it's a talking piece, and it gets people talking about them.
And this is just really an app that you designed to program and see certain images and have this stuff happen?
Yeah, actually, we didn't design the app. That's a third-party company that did it, but what we do is we create the custom effects that work with the app. So the app is free for your customers to download and install, and then basically how it works is they just need to follow your haunt's channel, which is something that we set up for you, and then whenever they're following your channel, it will detect the images that we have created for the effects.
Could anybody with a smartphone, even if they're not associated with Ghoulie or anything like that, download this app and just like spot one of these shirts and have it happen?
Yes, you can if... basically, if you know what app to download, what we can do is provide QR codes. Some of our customers have put the QR codes actually on the shirts, for instance. And so they just need to scan the QR code on the shirt. That'll help download the app, follow the channel, and then they can activate it right there.
Really, really nice. As far as the custom portraits and everything, are you still getting a large amount of people bringing you a photo and say, I want you to turn my mother-in-law into some hideous creature or something like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or sometimes they go, can you make her look prettier?
There's some things even science can't do, right?
No. But, yeah, the custom portraits are definitely popular. And a lot of people don't realize that they can get custom portraits. They see a lot of the ones that are pre-made, the antique-looking photos that turn into monsters and things. But for a lot of the people in the haunt industry, they like having up their family photos, but they want that twisted version. They want the one that they can hang above the fireplace and creep out the family and friends whenever they come over to visit and watch as the family becomes decapitated or turns into rotting zombies.
And the realism, too, is, you know, if the Lord of the Manor has an actual picture of himself up there, it really does kind of add to it as opposed to somebody that may or may not look like him and say, well, this was my dad or something, but actually it's him up there. That's kind of a neat concept.
Yeah, and we do have customers that not only do they hang it up in their homes, but then they'll put it in the haunt, and so they actually make it part of their haunts.
And you don't just do that antiquing, too. You use it modern color photography, it looks like, as well.
Oh, yeah. We'll do color, sepia tone antiquing, basically whatever the client wants. We've done variations where it's both color and black and white, or just black and white. So it's really whatever you want, we can do it.
And how about the web design? You still going strong with that? Is that the primary focus of the business, or is it the t-shirts, or is it the portraits, or what?
Oh, we do so much that honestly, like, the website design is still a primary focus, but what we try to do is offer a complete marketing solution. So whenever you come to us, we can design the website, the logos, your marketing materials, your t-shirt designs, the augmented reality effects that work with your posters and your t-shirts and everything else. So it's more than just the websites, and that's going phenomenally too, especially with the big push for mobile responsiveness and having the websites work across smartphones and tablets and desktop computers and everything else. I've had clients where we've looked at their analytics and seen that their desktop usage of the visitors has dropped a bit, but their mobile usage has increased by 20% or more. So they definitely see the increase in the mobile traffic. So what we try to stress to our customers is that the people who are your target demographic are constantly, you know, they're more likely to be viewing your website on their smartphones or their tablets than on a desktop computer anymore, which still means you need a good desktop version of the site, but that's what we can provide, one single site that will work across all devices.
So, Craig Hines, who does augmented reality, who does website design, who does custom portraits, how can somebody get more information on this? Maybe they want an entire package of all this. Maybe they want their boss on a custom decapitated picture. Maybe they want to get their shirt augmented reality or something like that. How can they get a hold of you? Websites, social media, etc.
Okay. They can go to www.darkimaginings.com. They have information on there about the different products and services. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at the handle Haunted Art. And we're out there. Feel free to contact us. We love doing custom projects for customers. Just if you have something and, you know, an idea, contact us, let us know what it is, and we'll get back to you about what we can do for you.
And where will you be appearing next? Are you going to Midwest? Are you going to West Coast? Are you going to any other conventions between now and the end of the year?
Right now, the only other show we have booked is Midwest Haunters. It's getting to the point where we're already so busy that we can only do so many shows per year. So we like to get out there and to see everyone, but you know, we do now Transworld, and next we'll be at Midwest Haunters.
Yeah, great problem to have. Too much business. Absolutely. Craig Hines, a pleasure to have you back on the Big Scary Show. Once again, darkimaginings.com. Check out that augmented reality, which is pretty cool. Check out the photos and, of course, the website design. Once again, Drew Badger here for the Big Scary Show here at Transworld. And we're out. We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.